Today's daf is Gittin, daf Chaf Tes, 29, and we are in the middle of the third parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are on the last line of Chaf Ches Amid Beis. We're talking about the Mishnah that says, Rav Elazar ben Parta reported three things in front of the Chachamim, and they were Makayim his words, and they assumed that this is the accepted halacha. And that is, it depends what the status is regarding three situations. If there is a dangerous situation, not a hopeless situation, but a dangerous situation, the city is surrounded, or the Svina, or Yotzei Ladun, so that Cheskas Kayamin, you have to assume that they're Bechayim, the people involved, and therefore, you could give the get, I'll smach that. We know the whole yisod of everything we discussed in this Mishnah is that a person cannot give a get after they die, right? A person has to be alive. So as long as Becheskas Shehu Chai, so that is why we're able to assume that, and be able to give the get. But a city that was already, the walls were broken, the walls were breached, or a Svina, Sha'avda Bayam, I just wanted to read that Rambam, that I did not get to read yesterday, the Rambam's different definition of what Avda means. According to Rashi, the difference is whether the boat has capsized or not. That's the difference. According to the Rambam, maybe he doesn't want to say that because that's a Devar Pashut. Of course, if the boat is capsized, you can't assume, you have to assume that the person is not alive anymore. Even though, if you remember, we had the Gemara in Yevamis, Kuf Chaf Aleph or so, the Daf Yomi Gemara, the Daf Shel Svina, right, where Rabbi Akiva or the other Tanoim, assumed that their colleagues had died, and he says, oh, Daf Shel Svina, I survived. That's fine, there might be a miracle, but I can't assume that. I can't assume that there's a miracle, and therefore, becheskas meis. Once a boat capsizes, I have to assume, ein somchan al anes. There's always nisan that we can be somechan, but that we don't do that in terms of our own behavior, and we don't do that assuming statuses of other people. So yes, of course, there are miracles that take place, but that is not accepted. So the Rambam's lashon of in our parak about what exactly is the difference, different than Rashi. Amitarefes Bayan, Rambam. Hasvina she'avda bayam, hu she'nishperu ha'kelim v'ha'etzim shela, v'nevar ha'kol, v'nishara hasvina al pnei ha'mayim lahanhagas ha'mayim. It's up to Hashem. They have lost their, right, what's the phrase? Up the creek without a paddle? That's exactly what avda means. Literally, the Rambam says. No paddle, no way to steer. Velo nishar ogin, velo mishotos, she yishanu guba, vizel kulo dvar amiti. Right, the Rambam says, that's what I think the pshat is. So that's the difference between Rashi and the Rambam, and the difference between a dangerous situation versus a hopeless situation. That's the chilek in the Mishnah. But the third detail, the third case in the Mishnah was if somebody's being led out to be judged versus if somebody's being led out to be killed. And the Gemara yesterday had Rav Yosef number one. We are up to Rav Yosef number two, second version of the Gemara. The next 15 lines of the Gemara are going to be an exact parallel. But first, Rav Yosef number one, let's review. Rav Yosef says, when does this halacha apply in the Mishnah that even if somebody's being led out to be killed, we still give him chumrei chayim, right? That was the last line of the Mishnah, that we have to be machmir. Again, right, I would say that you have to assume the worst, but not assume b'derech vadai. That's why you give him the chumrei chayim, the chumrei mesim, as the Mishnah said. So that only applies to a bezid shel Yisrael, where there's a chance to that he will survive even if he's being let out to be killed. But Bezdin Shal Akum says the Gemara, we have to assume that he was killed. Don't they take bribes? No, they're not going to take bribes after the signature of the Percy Shanmag, whether it's the Dayan Gadol or it's the verdict. That is all approach number one. And even though that's Mesiach Lefi Tumo, not by something that they are shayach in, right? This is not like the other context of Ne'emanus. For example, a professional baker, we know in Yeridea, is trusted because of he's not going to be a Mara Umnase, a Kfela, as he's called. Certain times we could ask a Kfela because he's an expert, and he's not, we don't assume that he's going to die. But here, we don't assume that he's going to lie. But here, by Milsa, the Shaykh Bey, we cannot trust. That was all approach number one of Rav Yosef, the chilek between Jewish and non-Jewish courts in one direction. But now in the last line, Ika da Amrei, Amrei Rav Yosef, we have a totally different version of of Rabbi Yosef. Lo shanu, when do we say that we give him chomrei chayim ela bevezin shalov dekachavim? The opposite. By a non-Jewish court, because this is, Gemara is assuming that he can take bribes. Avo bevezin shal Yisrael, kivin denafek leidina lekatala katzli lei. When a bevezin shal Yisrael wants to give a Gemara din, so then that's it. We have to assume that he was killed. Amalei Abaya, bezin shal Yisrael, nami. After the chazulei zechvasa, what do you mean? Maybe they'll find this chus even after the verdict. So why do we have to assume that? So answer, ki chazulei zechusa mikame delig mardina. The more common time of finding a schus is before the Gemara Din. Basar Gemara Dina sulo chazulei zechusa. After Gemara Din, it doesn't usually happen. Ask Tosfos on top. But don't we know the Mishnayos in Sanhedrin that they, up until the last second, they have somebody on a horse and somebody with flags, and they're gonna be able to try to get the person back, and we have the mitzvah vehitzilu ha'eda, that we go overboard and we try as much as we can to save the person. So Tosfos says, that's true, but it's not shchiach. Lo shchiach, Tosfos says. And if it's lo shchiach, so then we are allowed to assume, in this case, that the person died. Even though it's possible, but it's not shchiach, and therefore, even though there's the mitzvah of Yisilu Eda that continues, it is not something that we have to take into account in terms of our assumptions of whether this person is dead or alive. 2 points about Yisilu Ha'eda. There is one exception to the rule. When we are not commanded in the Tzivoy of Yisilu Eda, and that is Mesis. There are 6 mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim regarding maces. We discussed this in the mitzvah shiurim, that this is an exception to the rule. There's a mitzvah not to be try to look for schuyos for a maces. Somebody who tries to get others to go away from Hashem, to violate Avodah Zarah, even if they're not successful. Right there, Chayim Misa. That's the Ramban's Ha'ara on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where the Gemara says, Dalet Tzrichan Achraza, the 4 people who are punished but need announcements beforehand, before they are punished, to be able to teach Klal Yisrael, V'chol Yisrael, Yishu V'yiro, Mesis is one of the 4. Why? Because the Ramban says, Mesis, per se, you might say, shouldn't be punished. He tried, but he didn't succeed. Or even if he didn't succeed, he's going to be punished. The answer is there's a special din. Lo sachma v'lo sachasa alav. Right? There's no rachmanis on a mesa. Somebody tries to get somebody to do avodah zarah. Yes, there are many different unique averos. On the one hand, murder is a unique avera, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Rotzeach. There's nothing that destroys and undermines the fabric of society like shvichas damim. And that's why we have the concept of kippah, locking him up, Mishnah Sanhedrin, by Ritzicha, the Rambam says. If we only have circumstantial evidence. But on the other hand, Avodah Zarah is unique also. Avodah Zarah is a unique type of Avera, directly rejecting everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's a special din of Lo Sachma V'Lo Sachasa Olav. So that's an exception to the rule of V'Hitzilu Ha'eda. Does not apply. That's what we count. There's one of the Alosa say in the Torah. Don't apply V'Hitzilu Ha'eda. Don't be down L'Kav Schus. The other example I wanted to mention was Rabbi Yosef Engel Ha'ara. We mentioned this in the past, and that is Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in Klal Beis, in Lech HaTov, the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We're not allowed to punish based on a Kal V'Chomer. We could come up with Kal V'Chomers. Kal V'Chomer, we mentioned last week, is Daraisa, right? It's the only one of the Yud Gimel Midot that are Mefurish in the Pasuk. Well, we had it in Parshas Va'era. Well, we had Moshe Rabbeinu makes a Kal V'Chomer. But what is the svara? Why we're not allowed to punish based on a Kal V'Chomer? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has 4 suggestions in Levak Achtov, gathered from other achronim. Yish gimel ta'amim nodoim. He says there are 3, but we're going to focus on the 4th. That's not noda. He says there are 3 pshatim that are noda that everybody realizes were Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Number 1 is Mida Mesurakach. That's the halacha. The Torah says that you're allowed to darshan a Kal V'Chomer, but you're not allowed to give punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. Why? Hashem says. Number 2. Beis. The Kiva child law made by Kal V'Chomer. Chomer tamid min amalamed. Since where you're learning from, to, in a Kal V'Chomer, is always more stringent than the place where you're learning from, right? The application is always more stringent than the source. That's by definition what a Kal V'Chomer is. So therefore, Al Kain, Ulai, Eino Miskaper Ba'onesh, Asher Lamalamed, Vitzarech Onesh Achomer Yoser. Since it is more Chomer, so maybe our Kal V'Chomer isn't enough. We're not allowed to say, oh, you know, this person is supposed to get this punishment, Misa. Beza can't say, well, if we can't kill him, so let's at least give him Malchus. No, you can't pick and choose. There are specific punishments that are commensurate to specific actions. And therefore, if you can't kill or give the punishment that you're supposed to give, there is some flexibility. The Mishnah is described in Sanhedrin within the Dalan Misos. But generally, we don't say that, and therefore it says the Lecha Tov. If the application is so much more stringent, maybe this isn't enough for the stringent application. And therefore, you cannot give the punishment. Since he's not going to get a kapara anyway with this punishment, don't punish me for nothing. As we know, many sources say the reason that we give onshim in halacha is not to punish. That's not the ultimate purpose of the punishment. If we call it a punishment, we really shouldn't translate it as that. The onesh is we use the language of onesh, ein onshin ela imkein masirin. But the ultimate purpose is to teach him, to teach others, and therefore here, if it's not going to be a kapara for him, so therefore we're not allowed to give it, right? And that's the example that the Smag mentions. The Marsha quotes this Smag in Sanhedrin. Why the unusual halacha is that where the Torah says that if I give some of my children to Molech, it's an asur daraisa with a chiyah misa, but if a person gives all of his children to Molech, he's pater. Wow, that's ironic. All of your children to Molech? That's even worse. The answer is yeah, it's even worse. But because it's even worse, then misa is not going to help the guy. Right, he's not going to get kaparas. That's why you can't say it's a kal vachomer. That's the halacha, or that's what the Kesavishna quotes about kasher zamam. Right, that's what the in Hilchas Eidos the Kesavishna quotes the smag that the Marsha also quotes, and that is kasher zamam lo kasher asa. If you got Reuven killed, then lo kasher asa, you don't give any punishment by the Edom Zomin. The answer is yeah, gadol avonomin so. And therefore we can't apply this. So that's svar number two for ein onshim min adin. Right, you can't give a punishment because maybe the chomer context, it is not enough. Number two. Number three, maybe the simplest approach of ein onshin min hadin is because kal vachomer is based on logic. Maybe our logic is wrong. Who says that all the others, hekish, gzeirah shava, those are midosh. You can't be wrong about that. You darshan it a different way. You could argue about how do you darshan it, but it's not purely based on logic. But here, maybe your kal vachomer is wrong. Maybe there's a perch of the kal vachomer, and therefore you cannot be ma'anish min hadin. So those are all three that he says are known. But then he says, I have my own pshat of what ein onshin min hadin is based on. V'hitzilu ha'eda. V'hitzilu ha'eda, the special din of Bezdin, having to come up with reasons not to punish a person. So, says the Lecha Tov, you could say something's asur based on the kal vachomer, but you can't punish. V'hitzilu ha'eda. He says, V'asvara bazeh, t'kivan t'kal vachomer, u'ma matzinu adam don me'atzmo, okay, in kivan t'shitziv satsora, l'shakitzu l'saiv akam b'yoser, zeo atzmo v'chlal atiyuv. That's what he was using as a parallel. But ulafiza nira tochadami b'dinim amanis v'itzilu ha'eda tzivsa Torah el bezdin sheyachapsu v'yishtadlu ach b'hatzolas hanidon. Bezdin has to try to save the guy. How could Bezdin darshan something to kill the guy? Alkein ein rashoyin lidros midaitam drashos l'chayev oso. Ve'ein lahem l'chayev rak ma'ashechiyav to Torah beferish v'alkein ein onshin min hadin. That's a very interesting creative shot. And then he says, look what I wrote elsewhere, whether if you say this by Malkus also. Does v'hitzilu ha'eda apply to a Malkus? And all these reasons, he has many nafkamina between these reasons. Do you say ein onshin min hadin by b'nei Noach, right, or not? And he has other saras given. Okay, let's continue now with the Gemara. So the Gemara says we are now on the fifth line on top. Again, this is the same exact parallel Gemara that we just had, except questions will now be proofs. Lema Messiah lay. Let's try to say that the following is a proof. Beforehand, we asked from this Mishnah in Makkos, we asked as a kasha. Now we're having it as a proof. Lema Messiah lay. Remember, what did we just say? That by Bezin Shal Yisrael, you assume the person died. If two people come to court and say, in the other court, so-and-so already had a Gemara Din Lamisa, doesn't that prove that Mishnah says, you don't have to be choshesh that the Bezin didn't kill the person. So isn't that a raya to this version of Rav Yosef? No, Dilma Borech Shaini. No raya. Maybe it's only because he was boreach there. So there's a reyesa. Why did he run away? It must be there was no other zechuyos left. Tashma, or the following. Shama mi bezesha Yisrael. Shahayu omrim ish ploni meis ish ploni nehera. You hear the dayanim over talking. Yes, he was ishto. You're allowed to marry off his wife. You can assume that he's dead. Mikom na teresin shalov dekochavim ish ploni meis ish ploni nehera. What if it's the non-Jews? Al yes, he was ishto. Do my meisu my nehera. What are those two cases? E lema meis mamish. Venerag mamish. If it means literal, which is parallel to the non-Jewish court, Amai al Yasiu as Ishto. Why wouldn't you be able to marry off his wife, even in the latter case? Hakai Malon, call Mesiach Lefitumo, Hemune Mehemnile. Don't we say Mesiach Lefitumo, if they don't know that we are relying on them, and they're just talking, so they are allowed to be relied on. So why wouldn't they be able to be relied on you? El alav, so it must not be literal. El alav meis yotze lamus v'nerag yotze l'arig. It must be that meis and erag mean on their way. They're being led out. They're almost. Viktani bebezer sheyisrael yes he was ishto. And in the reisha it says that you're allowed to assume in the Jewish court that he was killed already out of Gemar Din. So doesn't that prove this version of Rav Yosef? Gemara answers, no, la'ola meis mamish v'nerag mamish, maybe it can mean literal, dechvasa gabi ovde chochavim, amaylo, v'kaimolon dekom esil v'itumo, hemune mehemni, hanimili b'milsa dolo shaychi ba'al. That's only by something where there's no reason for them to lie, or boast, or gloat, aval b'milsa de shaychi ba, avdi lachzuki shikrayu. But in a case where it is something that they would be, Rashi's lashon yesterday was tiferes, right? They glorify themselves in this. So then, avdi la'achzuki shekrayu, and therefore we don't trust them. Period. What do we paskin? We have two versions here. So what do we paskin? So if you look in the Rambam and the Rashba, they discuss it. The Rambam only quotes one line, but if you look in the Rashba first, the Rashba says the Gemara doesn't paskin l'maskana, and therefore you just always have to be machmir l'shnei hatzadim. Right, but give chumri chaim and chumri mesim by bezin shal yisrael and by bezin shal akum, because the gemara doesn't have a maskana. Who we paskin like? Says the Rashba. V'kiva del ifska hilchus abahadei be gemara kahaylishna o kahaylishna. You don't know who to paskin like. Natina v'chumra ubein bebezin shal yisrael ubein bebezin shal umos haolam nosa love chumri chaim v'chumri mesim. So if you know that a bezdin paskin l'chumra, so you have to assume nothing. You have to assume both. Be machmir both ways. Via filu chasim pruse shanmag. Right? Even if it's after the verdict or after their head judge signs it. Because remember, in version number two of Rav Yosef, we didn't have that limit. Version number two of Rav Yosef said the non-Jews could be bribed, right? Their courts even after. There's no limit of the pruse shanmag. So therefore, said the Rashba, I think that you have to be machmir mishnei hatzadim. But I acknowledge the Rambam. What's the Rambam? The Rambam only quotes one line. The Rambam in here in Hilchas Gerishin, Perek Vav, Halacha Chavtes, the Rambam says, Ir Shekavsha Hagayis V'Hufka V'Svina She'avda Vayava Yosef Lihari Mibezen Shal Goyim. Right? He says, if they're going out Lihari Mibezen Shal Goyim, etc., etc., Garo Chaya Shatfonar Naflamapolis, other cases, Nosan Aleim Chumre Chayim V'Chumre Mesim. The Rambam says, by Bezen Shal Akum, what's mashma? That by Bezin Shal Yisrael, you don't have to give Chumre Chaim v'Chumre Mesim. Which sounds like Deya number two. That's what the Rambam sounds like. He just quotes once. That's what the Rashba notes, that the Rambam says this. He says, Nira kapasa ki ikad amrei. It sounds like, from the Rambam Pasuk, it's like the second version, the Tavka Bezin Shal Masa Olam, a Bezin Shal Yisrael, lo. The Kiva Shining Mardine, lo chashina dilma basar hachin, chazay zechvasa, but also dol shricha. Bezin did their homework beforehand. We don't assume that Bezdin was irresponsible and they forgot a major schus. So one says, Psak, you're right. We have the flags and we have the horses and we keep going back, but it's not something that we have to assume. That's the Rashba and the Rambam. In terms of Psak, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mem Aleph quotes like the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Says the next Mishnah. The next two Mishnahs go together. First we have this Mishnah. Hamevi get Eretz Yisrael. The challah of somebody, a shliach, is bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, why is that important? He does not have to say, b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. He's bringing in Eretz Yisrael and he gets sick. So now what? He can't continue. Harei ze mishalcho b'yad acher. He could send it in the hand of another. We are about to start the major topic that comes up in a few places in Shas. Here's one of them, the sugya of Shliach Ose Shliach. One Shliach appointing another Shliach. Most of the major Shlichus sugyas in Shas are in Gittin and Kiddushin, beginning of the second Berakah in Kiddushin. That's the major source. But here we have related all the Rishonim, Kiddushin, Mem Aleph, Gittin Chavtes. That's where a lot of the action is, as we'll see the main question that they deal with. But says the Mishnah, if somebody brings a get that he's sick, he's allowed to appoint someone else. He's allowed to appoint someone else, because after all, you know, that's pashto is probably what the Baal would want. He can't continue, so we have the umdana that he can transfer it. Ve'im amar lo, but if the Baal had said to this person, this shliach, toli heimen achevetz ploni, when you go there to my wife, divorce her, but also take my watch that she has. Take the object. Then you can automatically switch, because there's a tnai in this gerushin to take the item, and who says that the husband is okay with a different person holding this item for him? He doesn't want his pikadon in the hand of someone else, right? We have this lashon earlier. You see, la'el daf yodalid. And the other place it comes up is in the Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer Sugyas in Bamitzia Lamed Vav. That's the other place that, similar context of a Shomer creating another Shomer. But here we're about the Shliach creating another Shliach. Good. So, that's one Mishnah. Just look for a minute, turn over to Amid Beis today. The Amid Beis has the opposite. What about if somebody brings a get from Eretz of Chutz La'aretz and gets sick? Maybe get me medina sayam v'chala. So then, osa shliach bebezdin u'mishalcho. There you can't make a shliach on your own. Right there you have to do it in bezdin, because you have to testify before nechlo v'nechtam, and then bezdin has to transfer that power to the second shliach. So keep that in mind. It is also interesting, just the lashon over there on Amid Beis. What's the language? Somebody brings a get from medina sayam and he gets sick. He makes a shliach. He makes another shliach bebezdin. What does our Mishnah say? Somebody brings from Eretz Yisrael and gets sick, he could send it biyad acher. What does he say biyad shliach acher? You just don't need bezdin. Why is it just biyad acher? So one of the achronim suggests that maybe it could be based, the Gerash Yerachim, we mentioned him a number of times, he says maybe it's alluding to the sheet of the Rambam. We haven't mentioned this Rambam yet, so we'll mention it now. Again, a Rambam that comes up often in this Masechta. The Rambam, we know, there are different types of shlichum, shliach, her shliach is a shliach lekabbalah, right? When he gets the get, she's divorced. Shliach lehalacha that the husband makes, right? We had a one major distinction so far between them, and that's the Rimigash. Remember we had back on Daf Chav Gimel, the Rimigash says an Eved. The Gemara asks, could an Eved be a shliach lekabbalah? We said the question is meduyuk, only about a shliach lekabbalah. A shliach lehalacha an Eved can be involved in, because he's not the main player there. Nothing happens when he gets the get. That is one chilek. So now we have a second chilek. The Rambam says that when you appoint a shliach for divorce, do you have to do it in front of Edom? When the husband appoints a shliach laholacha, or the woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah, do they have to do it in front of Edom? Says the Rambam, there's a chilek. The Rambam says, shliach lekabbalah, no, shliach lekabbalah, yes, shliach laholacha, no. The Rambam says in Hilchos Gerushin in Perek Vav, Hashliach shla oseh haisha lekabala gita miad bailu hu anikar shliach lekabala umishiyagia get liyado tiskarish ki'ilu igia liyada v'tzricha la'asoso b'shnei edem. The Rambam says making a shliach lekabala requires in front of edem, while the shliach laholacha, the Rambam says explicitly per halacha dalid, the ein shliach holacha v'ava tzarech edem. Though that's number two on the list. We have the Rimigash. The Rimigash, they say, was the Rebbe of Maimon. So it fits in. The Rambam's father, but says the Rambam is a chilek here. So suggests one of the achronim. Maybe that's the hinted to here, that he just says acher to de-emphasize. If the person gets sick, you don't have to do it in front of Edom. Do it in front of Edom, just like the Rambam says by the shliach laholacha. Okay, that's what the Gerash Yerachim suggests. We'll have to get to another distinction in a little bit. Says the Mishnah now. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said, so he's allowed to make another shliach if he gets sick. Amar Rav Kahana Chalatnan. Rav Kahana says, oh, it seems like the Mishnah is emphasizing only if there's an ones, only if he got sick, that's when he can make another shliach. Right? Rashi says here on the first Rashi on the Gemara on top, the Huadim L'Chal Onsen. So do any ones. not only cholet, but he could only make another shliach if there is an ones. Says the Gemara, pshita, cholak tani. It's obvious. It says chala. Why would you think otherwise? No, ma'u detema hu adina fagav de lo chala. You might think even if he wasn't sick, v'haitik tani chala, urcha de milsak tani, kamash malan. Oh, you might have thought, generally, the halacha could apply even if he didn't get sick. It's just saying, lamaisa, what happened? Kamash malan, only if he is sick, could he appoint another shliach. But generally, we say that you cannot appoint another shliach. So the main question, let's mention the question now, and then we'll do more, and then we'll come back to the answers. The main question that's dealt with by all the Rishonim, both here and at the beginning of the Second American Kedushin, is, our Gemara assumes that a shliach cannot automatically make another shliach. Right, that's what our Gemara's medayik, only if he's sick. But otherwise he cannot. And soon we're going to have a principle that says that. Midli lo meimsiri l'shliach. How does this Gemara fit with the Gemara in the beginning of the Second American Kedushin, which is the mucker for Shlichus? V'shilach shehu osa shliach. V'shilcha shehi osa shliach. V'shalcha sheshliach osa shliach. There's a mucker in the Torah there, based on a pasuk that a shliach can make another shliach. So, how do you put the two cases together? Our Gemara seems to assume you cannot make another shliach automatically, unless there's an ones, and that Gemara says you can. That's the sugya. How you answer that question is the meat of this topic. But first, let's continue, and then maybe we'll answer that, some of the suggestions, in a little while. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidami. So what's the case here, discussed in the Mishnah where we say only chole? Id amar le chole. If he just says, take my get, avagav de lo cholanami, then he's not specifying. So it should work even if he's not, doesn't get sick. V'id amar le at holech. And if you say, you go and take the get to my wife, afil cholanami lo. And even if he gets sick, you shouldn't be able to do it. The ear of Reb Shimon Gamliel, and if it's like Reb Shimon Gamliel, who we'll see in the Brisa soon, afilo chalanami lo. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, you should never be able to transfer it to Tanya. Holech gets ela ishti. The Brisa says, somebody says to a shliach, bring this, get to my wife. Hari zemeshach abiyad acher. Doesn't say whether it's talking about chola or not. Just says, somebody says, bring this, get. Then he can set it in front of someone else, in the hand of someone else. At holech gets ela ishti, you, specifying you, bring the get to my wife. Hare ze lo yishalchen obiyad acher. He cannot send it in the hand of someone else. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer, benkach u benkach, ein ha-shliach o ze shliach. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, shliach cannot make another shliach, even if choleh. So, how do you put together this brisa with our Mishnah? So the Gemara has a couple of answers. Iba yisema holech v'hu techala. Maybe the brisa is about, our Mishnah is about a case of holech. And that's why, without chola, you cannot send a biyad acher. And the brisa, which allows you to send a biyad acher, is talking about chola. Right at the Tanakhama, at least. Not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Basically, put the Mishnah and the brisa together. You're allowed to do it only if chola, and only if holech, not cholech at. V'yiba yiseyim, or a different answer, at holech, v'chola shiny. Maybe even if you say at holech, but chola, even if you say at, is going to be okay. Or maybe our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon Gamliel, and that's why it's limited to chola. Mashenki in the Tanakhama, the Brisa, might even hold not chola. Okay, that's how you put together the Mishnah and the Brisa. Continuing. Tanan, ha-mevi get be'eret Yisrael v'chola, ha-reza mishachol b'yanacher, our Mishnah. You're allowed to send it if somebody gets sick. But v'raminu, but what about the Mishnah later on, adaf samach vav, omar l'shnayim. A man says to two people, tinuk ela ishti, give a get to my wife, please. Which it basically includes write and give. Or sign it and give it. Oh, l'shlosha, he says to three people, kisvu get v'tinu l'ishti. Write again and give it. Hare elu yichtuv v'yitnu. These people have to write it and give it. What's the difference between two and three? We'll have to see the Mishnah there. Bezdin, not a Bezdin. But either way, it's limited. These people have to write and give it. In who? In avol shliach lo. Right, that Mishnah sounds like if a Baal appoints people to be involved in the process of Gerushin, they can't appoint someone else. So what's the difference? So two important answers. Amar Abaya, ha, sometime am I over there, why can't the Shlichim switch Mishum Bizayon de Baal? Because it's embarrassing. What's embarrassing? Rashi says, the Baal has an obligation to write the get. He can't write the get himself. He's appointing other people to write the get specifically, so that's why you can't switch it, because he doesn't want other people to know about it. But in our case, the get is written. He's giving the get to someone. There's no embarrassment there. So that's why Abaya says transfer will be possible. Hach, Abalo Kapid. Rava Amar, second answer. Here's the principle. Mishum, Demili Ninu. You know why you can't transmit it over there? Because it's mealy. It's just words. Umili lo mimsarin l'shliach. And words aren't transferable to a shliach. What does that mean? Five pshatim in the Rishonim. What is the problem known as mili lo mimsri l'shliach, which simply means, for some reason in this case, shliach number one cannot make a shliach number two. Why? Rashi says, Rashi shita here is because shlichus needs to be transferred with something tangible, with something physical. If shliach number one has a get and he could give the get to shliach number two, fine. That is a concretization of the shlichus which can be transferred. That's what Rashi says here. If you look in Rashi in Rava Amar, Hasamainu Taima, Tolomashvi Shliach Shalom Maser Lahem El Dvarim, Ve'ein Bidvarim Koach Lios Chozrin V'nim Sarim Lacher. Words aren't transferable. You need something tangible. Av a get, Dis Be Mashasha, Chozrin V'nim Sar. But a get that has, right, it's tangible, so therefore it's an item, so it can be transferred. So that's what Rava says. Our Mishnah, the Baal gives the get to shliach number one, so the other one gives the get to shliach number two. That's fine. Mashenkin over there, write a get for me. So that's why they can't transfer that, because words cannot be transferred. Let's just finish first. My Beinayu, what's the difference between these 2 days of Rav and Abaya? Iki Beinayu, Shliach Matana. The difference is, if a man says to Shlichim, write a Shtar Matana for me, for so-and-so. So, pluk to the Rav Shmuel, Rav Amar Matana Eina Kaget, Ushwal Amar Matana Harei Kaget, and some Achlokas Rav Shmuel. What's the Svara? If you go by the reason of embarrassment, there's no embarrassment here. What was the embarrassment? The Baal should be writing the shtar, and instead he's transferring it, it's embarrassing. But here, there's no obligation to write a shtar matana. Mashenkin, if you say mili, you have the same problem. You have the same problem as mili. So, the shaila that's asked, as I mentioned, is, why does this gemara limit it? Isn't there a yesod, a principle elsewhere, shliach hos a shliach? How do you put that with mili, lo mimsri l'shliach? It sounds like opposite principles. So, that's what many ask. Tosfos, second Tosfos on the daf. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. Benkoch venkoch lo yishachanu b'yad acher. Vod darshinon v'sholach v'sholcham alam v'sher shliach oz shliach. That's the kasha. The Gemara in Kiddushin says a shliach can make a shliach. Why does our Gemara assume the opposite? Hainu hecha de'ein habal makbid. Tosfos and other Rishonim make ukimtis on a practical level. The difference is whether we could assume that the Baal would be upset or not, or makbid. You know, when shliach hos a shliach, where we could assume that the Baal has no problems. There's no reason for us to think that the Baal specifically wants this guy. But if there's a reason that we could think that he doesn't want this person, so then we would say, ein shliach hos a shliach. He makes some type of ukimta. But there are many other, fundamental differences as well, and through this answer to this question, the Rishonim clue us in what they think is the problem of Mili. Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, there, Daf Mem Aleph says that the difference is between Kiddushin and Gerushin. That's the Chiluk. Our Gemara is about Gerushin. That Gemara over there, well, let's just say what he says. And then we'll see the Chiluk that he makes. Hodi alfina b'kidushin, sheha ish mekadesh al yidei shliach. Avalosha shliach ose shliach. Mishum, over there, the Gemara also talks about Mili, but he says, shliach l'kidushin, that happens to be in Kiddushin, and we're talking about Gerushin here, but his Chiluk is in the opposite direction. Shliach l'kidushin has a problem of Mili, or a shliach for Gerushin before you give the get, like that Mishnah over there. Ksiv, write me a get, right? So that's the same. Hadi often in Bekidushin, sheish bekadish ayde shliach. Avalosha shliach, yasa shliach, mishum de Mili ninu. Sha'amar lo tsei, vekadish li isha. Viafilu im maser lo shum chayfetz, lo dummy leget. Why? Why does a get usually not have a problem? Shahaget hu davar hamigarish. Shim neved a get, in koach l'shliach l'garsha. The get is the powerful instrument of this halachic status being changed. All the power is in the get. That's, if a man gives that to a shliach, he could give that to the next shliach, because he's giving over the root of the power. That's when you say shliach ozer shliach. Aval chefetz hakidushin. If I give somebody a ring to marry me a woman, so if he loses the ring, he'll use something else. Right, it's not dafka that money. Yochol akachalim yishalo, v'nimsa she'ikr shlichus mili ninhu. Hilkach lo mimsrin l'shliach. That's the Tosfos Rid's chiluk. You gotta work out the different sugyas, but that's his chiluk of when you say shliach or shliach, when you say mili, Mealy, not like Rashi. Rashi says it's just whether it's you have something physical, tangible or not. The Tosafot says no. The question is whether the tangible item is the source of the entire power of the halachic process. That's the Tosafot's rid. And third, they will just mention three or four of them, the Kadosh Midrus. This is the most famous Kadosh Midrus. Kadosh Midrus is the Mordechai in the beginning of the second parak quotes a Rishon named the Kadosh, the different Girsos, Mem Dalid Reish Vavshin, Midrus, right, from a place, the Kadosh, right, and all the Achronim talk about the Kadosh Midrus. Why? What does the Kadosh Midrus say? He says as follows, what's the difference between Gerushin and Kiddushin? Not that this is the source. He says, Gerushin is Balkarcha. And because Gerushin is Balkarcha, that is why there is a difference between Shliach Oz a Shliach. That's why there's no Mili by giving over a get, because the Shliach has all power. There is no stopping. The woman can't say no, because Gerushin is Balkarcha Midaraisa. Degabe get his Lashon. Isha Misgaresh is Balkarcha. Umiyad Kishiyagia get Liad Shliach. Right when the Shliach Laholacha gets the get, Harihi Ki'ilu Megureshes. It's not that Gerushin took place, but the power of the process is one directional. Hilkach Lohavi Mili. That's not Mili, because there's power that's been given over to the Shliach. Shari Ashliach Yachal Garsha Bakarcha. Diyara Shliach Kiyara Baal. Avol Shliach Shel Kiddushin. But he's a machalic even in between Get and Shtar Kiddushin. But according to the Tosafot Rid, Shtar Kiddushin might be the source of all the power like a get. But here he says, no, it's a get versus all darke Kiddushin. Right, Avos Shliach Shel Kiddushin, and Lo Tove Ha'isha, Einem Eskadeshes, Hilkach Havilei Mili. Right, you have to have, to get over the hump, the problem of Mili, Lo Mimsri, Le Shliach, of Shliach making a Shliach, it has to be the all-powerful given over to the Shliach, and therefore you can give over that power to Shliach number two. But if you don't have, if you're not all-powerful, so then, if you're the owner, the bialim, then obviously you can make a shliach number one. That's a separate chiddush of the Torah. Mashenkein, if you are not. And there are other answers given. These are a couple of suggestions of the problem of Mili and how you answer our question, the steer between our Gemara and the Gemara in Gittin. One final point, you can't discuss Mili without mentioning the shita of the Maharit. The Maharit is a very difficult sheet to try to figure out what he does with many Gemaras and Rishonim. It's against Gemaras and Rishonim, it seems. The Maharit says Mili is not only a problem with Shliach A making Shliach B, but he says Mili is even a problem with the Bailim making Shliach A. That's the problem. Meaning the Maharit says you can't make a Shliach to be Makdish something for you. If I tell you, go be makdish my behema, the Maharit says, that doesn't work, cause, mili l'mimsri l'shliach. And all the achronim ask, what does that mean? All the sugyas of mili are about shliach osa shliach, stage two, not step one. So it's a difficult Maharit, but just to know, maybe there's a difference between hekdish and other processes, mili is more of a danger there. Okay, either way, that's the sugya. Okay, let's continue. First wide line. We'll come back to Mili Be'ez Hashem if you didn't have enough of it. Daf Samach Vav, when we talk about it later on in the Masechta. Be'ez Hashem. V'yamar Marlo Toli Hem Enechev It's Ploni. The last, second half of the Mishnah. If the husband had said, not only take the get, but get the object from my wife, so then even if he gets sick, he can't appoint another Shliach. Marlo Toli Hem Enechev It's Ploni. Amar Reish Lakish, Kanshana Rebbe. Reish Lakish says, you know what you see from our Mishnah? You learn a general halacha. Ein ha'shol rashoi lahashil, ve'ein ha'socher rashoi laskir. You're not allowed to sublet. You're not allowed to rent out something that you are renting out. You're not allowed to lend something out that you are borrowing. Because you see here, right, the svara of ein ritzoni sheyiyeh biyad acher. Reish Lakish says that's what you can learn from our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, his brother-in-law and Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, that's obvious. Zu afilo tinoka shemiz rabban yodin osa. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan to teach me that. You know what the Mishnah is telling me? Even something more serious. Ella, meaning what happens if in this case where he points a shliach anyway, and then the shliach goes in and does the get? Is it a gerushin? Is it something that shouldn't be done, or the whole shlichus is broken? Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rebbe is teaching me here. Ella zimnin degita nami lohave. Sometimes in these types of cases, the get is not even going to be a get. to have a delanase kemisha amarlo, because it'll be as if he made a certain tanai. Al tagarsha el babayis vegirsha ba'aliyah. Right? Divorced my wife on the downstairs and he went up in the upstairs. Al tagarsha el b'yamin vegirsha b'smol. He can make any type of condition he wants. So here he said, he made a condition. Take the item from my wife. And the guy didn't take the item. Somebody else took it. So therefore, there's a chance it might not be a good get. What do you mean there's a chance sometimes? So the Gemara does limit it. The kuli alma, hecha denafka la'ape. V'yahava, if when the second shliach is going and bringing the get, and she goes out and runs out to him, and basically gives him the object without no questions asked. V'yahava lechefetz. The hader shakla mine gita, and then he takes the get from her. Kuliyamalo pligi de gita gita ma'al yahave. Even Rabbi Yochanan would say that's good, even though it's a second shliach. If she goes out and gives the object first, running out, so we have to assume that that's all good. Ki pligi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about? Heicha to amrle, if the Bailam specifically had said shkol mina chayfetz v'hader havla gita. Go take the chayfetz from her and then give her the, get. V'azaliyu, and he did the opposite. V'yavla gita v'adar shakam yana chayfetz. And he flipped the order. So does that make a difference? Rabbi Yochanan posel bo, v'kol shagim b'shlucho. Rabbi Yochanan would posel by shliach number one and surely shliach number two. V'reish lakish, why? Because the Baal is makbid. Obviously, the Rashi is the Baal is makbid on the Seder here. V'reish lakish machshir b'shlucho v'kol shagim bo. Reish Lakish would be machshir even by shliach number two, and surely by shliach number one. So there's a limited machlokas about how far, which case in our Mishnah in part two would we say it doesn't even work, even if he tries to do it. The Rambam has a different pshat just to this maskana. You can look there in Hilchos Gerushin, not dafka about the order, but just about the mention. Okay, you can look there. Next Mishnah, as we already referred to, the foil of the previous one. The previous one was bringing a get from Eretz Yisrael, and now we have, maybe get me Medinas Hayam, v'chala. If you bring it from Medinas Hayam, so why is this trickier? Because he has to say b'fani nechtaf. So, b'fani nechtaf. So, osa shliach lebezdin, umishalcho, you make a new shliach. Or the, another girsa on the side is osa bezdin umishalcho v'yomer lefneim b'fani nechtam. So you say it in front of bezdin. There's an ones here. He can't continue. So you say it in front of bezdin, and then the second shliach has the power. The ain shliach acharon tzarach sheyomer b'fani nechtam. He doesn't have to say it because he doesn't know it. So what he could say, ella omer shliach bezdin ani. Once he says he's a shliach bezdin, so then we could assume that bezdin heard the b'fani nechtav and b'fani nechtam, and that's why they were able to make him a shliach bezdin. Can the Mishnah Lamelech ask a great kasha? This is classic. There are certain questions that the Mishnah Lamelech and the Minchas Chinuch ask, right? They're types of questions. So the Mishnah Lamelech here asks, can the first shliach, after he makes the second shliach, be mevatel? The second shliach, we know, we're going to learn at the beginning of the fourth parak at length, the Baal being mevatel the get before it reaches the hand of the woman. He sends a shliach and he's mevatel it. So midaraisa, he can mevatel it, right? He doesn't have to ask the divorce at that point. Can the shliach rishon be mevatel the shliach sheni? That's his suffix. He doesn't answer the question. Vav tezayin. He has that suffix. Let me just read you the suffix. Nistapakti. You know it's going to be good if he says that word. Im shliach rishon mevato shliach sheni mi amrinon nehidi yishlok. And the Mishnah Melech saf sfeikos are always seems like literal. They are questions and sfeikos, but almost always they're reflecting major chakiros. Right? He asked the question, and then it's our homework to mother. Oh, so what's the chakira behind his suffik? So here he explains it a little bit. He fleshes it out. Mi amrinon do we say nehidi yishlok koach limno shliach mikol makom. Kulu mikoach baal kaasu ve'ein lo koach levatel ashlichus dumya dehecha demei shliach rishon demiskareshes aydei shliach sheni odilma shiny mace mehecha debitel ashlichus beferish v'lo matzasi gilui ledinze. What's the yisod? What's the suffix? Does the shliach rishon, is he really a stand-in for the Bailam? Right? How do you look at shlichus? That's the kasha. If he's really a stand-in for the Bailam, so he can do everything. He can appoint another shliach, he can mevatel a shliach. Or do we say, no, he's given certain power by the Bailam. But he is not the Bailam. So he has power to appoint. But maybe once he did that, then he's out of the picture. There is no more a shliach rishon. And therefore, if the shliach rishon is mevatel, it's nothing. Now it's the owner. The owner, the Bailam is connected to the shliach sheni. But the first shlich is out of the picture. That's his safek, and therefore he has a safek about it. The Torah's Gittin, the Nesivus here in his commentary on Gittin, assumes for sure that he can be mevatel. He can. He assumes he's still in the picture based on the Shulchan Aruch. Based on the Shulchan Aruch that the Mishnah Melech quoted, the Shulchan Aruch that says, "Imei shliach sheni," what happens if the shliach sheni dies? He quoted a different Shulchan Aruch. If the shliach sheni dies, goes back to the shliach rishon. Yacho shliach rishon litzlo miyarshav shel sheni v'yolichenu o yishachenu biyad acher. Doesn't go back to the Bailim. What do you mean? Says the Torah's Gittin. I thought the shliach rishon might be out of the picture. What do you see from that halacha? He's not out of the picture. That's not a raya machrachas. You might say he's out of the picture as long as there is a shliach sheni. Once the shliach sheni is no longer, so then that's when it reverts. The shliach rishon is chozer v'neir. But that's what he thinks. So the Mishnah Melech has a safek. The Nesivus assumes it's a davar pashut. Let's continue. Amrei Rabbanan la bimi b'ridi Rabbi Yavo. Boy, me name Rabbi Yavo. Shliach to shliach mashvi shliach olo. What happens if he makes the shliach in Bezdin? Could that second shliach now make a third shliach or not? Right, what's the issue here? The Rashba says, because he no longer has to say Farnat Farni Nachtam. Right, the first Shliach has to make the second Shliach in Bezdin. But now the second Shliach has the power, Shliach Bezdin Ani. So can he make the Shliach Shlishi? Amar Lahu, Haloti Boy Lahu. No, that's not a question. Midaktani, Ein HaShliach HaAchron. It says the Shliach Achron in the Mishnah. Midachlal, Damashvi Shliach. So obviously it says Achron, it doesn't say Sheni. So must be that it's possible. Ella, we'll get back to that, Brother Shem. Ella ki tibay luchu. This is the question, not whether he can. He can. Ki tibay luchu yimashvi shliach bebezdin or afilu shlo bebezdin. The shailu says he have to do it in bezdin. Remember, step one had to be done in bezdin because of the b'fanei nechtav. What about step two? Amru le halo mi baylan. That also is not a question. Midektani ella omer shliach bezdin ani. And therefore, that's what he has to be in this type of case from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you have to do it in Bezdin. Period. He had this version of the conversation. Please ask your father, Shliach to Shliach, Kimasi Shliach beBezdin or Shalom beBezdin? Does he have to do it in Bezdin or not? Why don't you ask me the basic question? If you can make a shliach at all? Amrulei, no. Halom, kami baylan. Didatan, ein shliach acharon. Michlal de shliach, mashvi shliach. I know that they can make a shliach. The only shaila is in Bezdin. I'll kick you me baylan, but Bezdin, shalom, Bezdin. Amrulehu, hanami loti baylahu, diktani, ela omer, shliach, Bezdin, ani. Period. We mentioned in Parsha Shir a couple of weeks ago, based on the pasuk in Chagai, that even though our Gemara assumes Achron means the last, past, Achron doesn't always mean Achron. Achron sometimes can mean Sheni. Remember the pasuk in Chagai, Gadol Yi Abayis HaAchron Yosef Ben Arishon, and the other religions asked us, right, what do you mean? Achron, there's not going to be a Bayis Shlishi. Achron's the last. No. Achron doesn't have to be last, right, based on the pasuk in Vayishlach, where it talks about the parties that stood going to see Esav that Yaakov made. It says v'yosi v'leah v'ladeh acharonim v'rachav v'ladeh acharonim. So acharonim just means latter but not last, right? That's what it means. That's the Tosfos Yontif in Demai Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. He elaborates on this pasuk in Chagai Perek Beis and that pasuk in Vayishlach and also in Parsha Shmos v'shamu l'kol ha'osa acharon. Doesn't mean the kolasar acharon. It means the second out of the third os. Right? So sometimes acharon doesn't mean last. Got to work that into our Gemara here. Amar Rabba. Let's continue. We still got another major getting topic on this daf. Shliach be'eretz Yisrael osakam eshluchin. The shliach of Eretz Yisrael can make many shlichim. Amar Ravashi imeis rishon batzlu kulan. If the first one dies, they're all finished. Batlu kulan. Amar mar bar rav ashi hada abba dekatnusahi. That which my father, Rav Ashi, said, he only said that when he was younger. Right? Because really, it's not true. Ilu meis baal, midi mishasha isbahu. If the husband dies, so then everything falls away. Kulu mikoach man ka'asu, mikoach tabal ka'asu. Everybody is really focused from the husband. That's the real source of this. And that's why, don't focus on whether the first shliach died, focus whether the baal died. Isa the baal isnu lakulu, less of the baal, less of the lakulu. Meaning, even if the first shliach dies, the other shlichim are still standing. Says the Imre Moshe, in Perek Yudches Ozvav, what's this machlokas between Rav Ashi when he was younger and Rav Ashi when he was older, or the children? How do you look at shlichus? right? How much is their independence? If you say that the Shliach Rishon is really a stand-in for the husband, well, he could go in opposite directions here. If he's independent, so then when he dies, it should ruin it, or if he's a stand-in, right? You have to know. The Imre Moshe assumes these two stages of the Gemara is how you look at Shlichus. How independent he is from the Mishaleach, or how much does the identities merge. There's another very important machlokas, which we'll get back to, time and again in the Masechta, between the Rambam and the Tur. Not about if the Shliach Rishon dies or if the Baal dies. What about if the Baal makes a Shliach to give a get to his wife, and on the way, the Baal loses his mind. He becomes a Shota. Before the get is delivered, what's the halacha? So the Tur says, in Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's totally batel. It's nothing. It's like the Baal died. You can't give a get when a person's a Shota. So then, so too, once you give it to the Shliach, it's nothing, it's batel, she's not divorced at all. The Rambam quotes, get batel. Not get pasul, not get batel. The Rambam in Yud Beis Tezvav, that's his Lashon, and that's what all the Achronim pick up on. And the Beis Yosef already notes it. In Yud Beis Tezvav, a huge chiddush of the Rambam, right? Even if the guy becomes a Shota before the get is delivered, the get has some status. Has some status. That's what the Rambam says here. And the Shaila is, how does that word? The Rambam says it's pasul, which means pasul midah rabbanan. Right, I'm not going to read the Rambam now, but that's the, also relates to how independent does the shliach become. How much, it also relates to what we discussed in the past. How much of the process has started already? If the process has started, then you could say it could be finished even though he's a shota. But if it didn't start yet, then not. That is a crucial machlokas. Between them, we'll have to come back. Hahu, a little bit more. Hahu gabra de shadu le gidu le debisu. A man said to get to his wife with a shliach. Amar shliach lo yadanala. The shliach says, I have no idea what she looks like. I don't know who your wife is. Amar le, he says, don't worry. Zil yavi la abba bar minyomi dio yadale. Go find abba bar minyomi. He knows about it. He knows about it. The Rashmi here discusses what Tosfos we had earlier, Daf Chaf Gimel. Does the Shliach have to know the husband and the wife, recognize them? Right? It sounds like from here, yes, the Rashmi assumes no. But either way. So what does it go? Velezo velis vanila. So go give it to so-and-so, and so-and-so, Abba, will give it to my wife. Asa velo ashkach, la Abba bar minyomi. He never found him. Ashkach chel Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Chinin bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. But he found some other rabbis. V'yosef Rav Safra gabayu. He found these three rabbis next to Rav Safra. Amrulei, Masar Mila Kamididon, give the report in front of us, they said. T'chiyesi, Abba bar minyomi, nisvinolei. So, save upon nechvarin achtam, and then give us the gap. And we'll give it to Abba when we see him. V'leza v'lisvinola. Amelu Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, no, he can't make you shlichim. Why? V'hashliach shelo nitam l'gerishin hu. What does that mean? So, just a regalachas. We don't have time to go into it deeper right now. A shliach can only make a shlichim gerishin if he has the power to divorce. He doesn't have the power to divorce here. What was his instructions? Go give this to so-and-so to divorce. So he doesn't have the power to divorce. So he can't make a shliach to do anything. So Rav Safra says, that's not going to work. So Ichsufu, all the other rabbis were very embarrassed. The Rav Safra, got them. Amar Rava says, Kapchinu Rav Safra l'tlasa rabban smuchi. Rav Safra cut down the three rabbis that were very smart. Amar Ravashi says, no, b'ma kapchinu, he was wrong. Mi kamar le abba rabban yomi velo at. Did the sender, did the husband say, only Abba, not you? No, it was just that the shliach didn't know the wife. But the husband would be perfectly fine if he could figure out who the wife is. He just said, I don't know who it is. So that's why it was switched. So Rav Ashi did not think that Rav Safra, knocked them out. Or the other version, let's just read this one quickly, Iga de Amri Amar Rava, Kapchinu Rav Safra Latasa Rabban and Smuchi Bitausa. Rava says, he made a mistake. Made a mistake, meaning saying what Rav Ashi has said before. Made a mistake, it wasn't Dafka. He is a Shliach Shanitan Lagarishin. Amar Rav Ashi, my Tusa. No, he didn't make a mistake. My Kamarle, what did the husband say to him? Abba Barben Yomi Veloat. I want Abba, not you, because you don't know my wife. So two different versions of the story. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll start about next time with Hahu Gavra, the next story, as we continue our march here in the third parak of Maseches Gittin. Two more blot here of the third parak.